Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Tuesday, the 27th day of July, 2010. This year is already getting long in the tooth. We've got Chuck Baldwin, Constitution Party presidential candidate, 2008, joining us to talk about his article, D.C. Declares War on the States, coming up in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today. We're going to cover a ton of vitally important news as the acceleration towards war with Iran and Venezuela accelerates. We're also going to get into the latest WikiLeaks developments as we get more intel on that. And also, we had a caller yesterday in the middle of the second hour from Texas who said he was at Fort Hood and had come back from Iraq in the last few months, and that while he was there, they were training Austin SWAT team commander and others in how to set up martial law checkpoints and search everybody's cars and to go door to door for basically gun confiscation. Now, I noticed that it had been posted to our YouTube account within just a few hours of the show being over yesterday, and that the commenters were saying that he was a liar. So I knew that some police in the U.S. are being sent to Iraq to be trained for this, and covertly, the military is illegally running checkpoints all over the country already. That's even come out in the mainstream news, and they've announced Brigade Homeland, that they want to have 400,000 troops on the streets. So we understand that whole backstory. And, of course, this year we released the film Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. I hadn't made a police state film in 9 years. And this documentary breaks all of those developments that have happened since then. So I believed the caller just because I was already aware some of that was going on. But I searched the term Austin Police Iraq, and I found a bunch of mainstream news articles, including this one that we added to that YouTube video. Little 7-minute clip with the caller. It's an article, Brave Rifles Train with APD. And it talks about the Austin police and judges and others learning how the military basically takes over society. And they spin it to say that the police are training the military. But at the bottom of the article, they admit, actually, the military is training us, and the commander of the Austin SWAT team and the commander of the Austin intelligence, police intelligence, were sent to Baghdad. They talk about it here. So exactly who the caller said was there. The head of the SWAT team and the head of intelligence, they're right here with photographs. They're high-res photos. You can blow it up and look at their faces at the Fort Hood Sentinel. So it's real. It's true. Everything the caller said, documented. Okay? In your face. And even after we posted this article under the video, the disinfo operatives are in that video. Soldier says Austin SWAT team training for checkpoints in U.S. They are there saying it isn't true, even though there's an article from mainstream news interviewing the SWAT team commander saying it. So that is the spirit of denial that has infested this country and is bringing this country down. We're in a depression. They're getting ready for World War III publicly. That's in the news today. They're openly saying they're going to censor and take over the Internet. The kill switch is now past the Senate committee. And people are in denial. So coming up in the next hour, I'm going to get into this Fort Hood situation and break that down. But first, I want to get into this Reuters headline. Ahmadinejad says he expects U.S. to attack Mideast soon and one other country. U.S. Psy war planned includes two hot wars. North Korea warns of nuclear response to naval exercises, Bloomberg. It's all coming up today. The real issues, the things that actually affect you and your family and humanity. Not Lindsay Lohan, not Mel Gibson. You're not going to hear any of that here. Very important broadcast lined up today. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us. We are live, 27th day of July, 2010. Let's go ahead and get into the top stories. Ahmed Dinajid says he expects the U.S. to attack Mideast soon. He said this in a televised address. Iran expects the United States to launch a military strike on at least two countries in the Middle East in the next 3 months, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad told state-run press TV. In an interview recorded on Monday, Ahmadinejad did not specify whether he thought Iran itself would be attacked, nor did he say what intelligence led him to expect such a move. Well, maybe it's the former CIA director Hayden saying that they're going to attack. Maybe it's the Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu coming out and saying that. Maybe it's the fact that that's been all over U.S., British, and European newspapers in the last month, and U.S. aircraft carriers and other fleets are massing, and bunker-busting weapons have been publicly moved into Diego Garcia. Maybe that's why Ahmadinejad thinks that. And, of course, they're also massing troops in and around Venezuela. The United States and Israel have refused to rule out military action against Iran's nuclear program that they fear could lead to it making a bomb, something Iran denies. Continuing, they have decided to attack at least two countries in the region in the next 3 months, Ahmadinejad said in excerpts broadcast on the Rolling News Channel on Tuesday. Israel, which refuses to confirm or deny the existence of its own nuclear arsenal, has a history of preemptive strikes against suspected nuclear targets. In 81, it destroyed Iraq's only nuclear reactor, and in 2007, bombed a suspected site in Syria. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called the prospect of a nuclear-armed Iran the ultimate terrorist threat. His deputy, Mosi Yalon, has said Israel has improved military capability, which could be used against its foes in Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, or Iran. So this is extremely serious, what we're dealing with here. Let's get exactly what the state-run Press TV had to say in their interview with the president of Iran. Headline, U.S. Psy War, or Psych War, plan includes two hot wars, or physical wars. The Iranian president says the United States and Israel plan to attack two countries in the Middle East as part of a conspiracy to apply pressure on Iran. We have precise information. The Americans have devised a plot according to which they seek to launch a psychological war on Iran, Ahmadinejad stated in an exclusive interview with Press TV on Monday. They plan to attack at least two countries in the region within the next 3 months, he added. He said the U.S. seeks to achieve two main objectives with the scheme. First of all, they want to hamper Iran's progress and development since they are opposed to our growth. And secondarily, they want to save the Zionist regime because it has reached a dead end and the Zionists believe they can be saved through a military confrontation, he went on to say. He also advised U.S. President Barack Obama not to follow the policies of George W. Bush. In addition, he warned Russian officials to avoid playing into the hands of Washington because that would go against their national interest. Commenting on the nuclear issue, Ahmadinejad said Iran will resume nuclear talks with the West in September, adding that Iran wants Turkey, Brazil to participate in the negotiations. You notice everything is heating up, and Wayne Madsen say here yesterday, he thinks there's a good chance they're going to strike in the next 3 months. That's what Tarpley's saying. That's basically what the White House has been alluding to. And so right now they are preparing to strike Iran. And the consequences of this run from bad to worse. Here's Bloomberg's headline. North Korea warns of nuclear response to naval exercises. North Korea said it would counter U.S. and South Korean joint naval exercise with nuclear deterrence after the Obama administration said that the government in Pyongyang shouldn't take any provocative steps. North Korea will, quote, legitimately counter their powerful nuclear deterrence, the largest ever nuclear war exercise to be staged by the U.S. and South Korea puppet forces. The National Defense Council said, according to North Korean Central News Agency, the maneuvers, which involve 20 vessels and 200 aircraft from the U.S. and South Korea, pose a threat to the country's sovereignty and security. Rai Tong Il, an official with North Korea's delegation to the Asian Security Forum, told reporters in Hanoi yesterday. And it just goes on from there. Continuing along this line, Hugo Chavez threatens to cut off oil to the United States in Colombia dispute because there are U.S. forces massing in the surrounding areas and in the ocean off their coast. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez threatened to cut oil supplies to the United States in case of a military attack from Colombia as the dispute escalated over charges this country harbors Colombian rebels. A vocal and frequent critic of the United States, Chavez broke off diplomatic relations with Colombia last week over the claims by the outgoing government of President Alvaro Uribe, a close ally of the United States. If there was an armed aggression against Venezuela, Chavez said, from Colombian territory or from elsewhere, promoted by the Yankee Empire, we would suspend oil shipments to the United States, even if we have to eat stones here, he said. We would not send a drop more, they supply about 25% of our oil, to U.S. refineries, he said, to a roar of approval from thousands of supporters at a rally for his socialist party. Meanwhile, the new British Prime Minister calls the Gaza Strip a prison camp. And that's gotten angry responses from Israel. Speaking of oil, BP oil spill cleanup crews can't find crude in the Gulf. As the size of the slick shrinks. Experts say oil is breaking up, staying below the surface. Well, I mean, why is it breaking up? Why is it staying below the surface? Because they sprayed 40-plus million gallons of different dispersants like Core Exit on it. And all of the experts have said this is much worse than just letting the oil float around and even come into shore, because it's releasing the methane from the oil. It's sending it underwater. It's causing even more devastation to the Gulf ecosystem and is creating giant dead zones. So that's the news on that front. And it's clear now. It's all over the news. We reported this a week and a half ago that there are giant oil leaks in and around in a several-mile area of the original well that they claim they capped a week and a half ago, and that it simply caused other ruptures deeper down in the ground beneath the surface, and that it's coming out in other areas. And so there's a big cover-up there with the government and BP trying to claim that everything is fixed and that there's other oil wells nearby that are leaking massive amounts of oil, though there are no oil wells in that two-mile area where there are multiple fissures leaking. I'm going to get more into what this means, having the war drums being beaten louder and louder with more intensity, the sabers not just being rattled but clearly out of their scabbards, with Iran, with Venezuela, with Syria, Lebanon, and other areas. And why the globalists are wanting to move towards war. And it's not because they want to stop Iran from supposedly getting a nuclear weapon. The CIA admits they're nowhere near getting it. They even tried to have Western countries like France and Turkey and then even Brazil to take all their uranium under UN inspection and refine it to a level nowhere near what they need for weapons, because they do want to have their own power supply. People then say, well, they have lots of oil. They only have half the refining capacity roughly they need and import about half their gasoline and diesel. And that's on record. And the West wants to have war with them. 5 years ago, they had a softline leader, and the UN had said that no one had ever allowed inspections to this level. They totally rolled over. And then the West said, well, now you can't even have peaceful reactors. And so then a hardliner, Ahmadinejad, got put into power. I mean, that's the facts. And, well, I'm going to cover it coming up at the bottom of the hour. I want to get to some other important news. Before then, I also want to open the phones up, 1-800-259-9231, wide open phones, and I would hope that you would want to at least comment on any of the stories that I have raised here today, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up later in the next hour, I want to get into a caller to the show yesterday, and that short 7-minute discussion is posted at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, also the entire show at PrisonPlanet.tv. But he called in and said, I was in Iraq, I just came back in the last few months, and there were Austin SWAT team there training for basically martial law, that was his words, and for setting up checkpoints, searching everybody's cars, and doing door-to-door gun confiscation. And about a third of the commenters or so were saying he was a liar. Well, I did a simple search engine search of Austin Police Iraq or Austin SWAT Iraq and found a bunch of mainstream news articles. The first link is the Fort Hood Sentinel from March 11th, and it said that the Austin SWAT team commander and others had just returned from Iraq. So, and it's got photos of them. So that's the main newspaper at Fort Hood. And in the surrounding area, they're in Killeen. So it's a fact, okay? SWAT team's interviewed. It's real, okay? Just like I get emails all the time, and, oh, you're lying about Marines running checkpoints. And I don't even bother to send them articles out of Tennessee mainstream news or articles out of California mainstream news or articles out of Kentucky or Alabama with them at checkpoint searching people, photos in the newspaper, newscast showing it, because they don't want to know. They want to, and most of them aren't government agents. That's what's sad. They're just citizens who've got their heads so deep in the sand that they may never pull them out. But you know what? We don't need those timid souls who want to live in denial and believe the lie. What we need is people who will face the facts and understand history and look at what's happening to us. I want to come back and give you the latest developments dealing with WikiLeaks. The picture is really coming into clear focus now of what's really going on with this release of data, and I'm now able to more authoritatively give you my take on it. I've now completed my first wave of analyzing it.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
We're back live. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday edition. Coming up in the next segment, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, has run a story about defense can't account for $8.7 billion. This is a complete whitewash. I just search engine the term $2.3 trillion missing. That's $2,300,000,000. And pulled up CBS, Associated Press, and others. from September 10th, 2001. Now, by hearings in 2004 that we posted clips of from C-SPAN and played here on air, it was over 4 trillion missing, and we have clips of Rumsfeld saying, "I won't tell you where it went, we don't know." That was in those famous exchanges with former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. I'm surprised she's still breathing. She has a lot of courage. I may disagree with her on a lot of issues, but I admire her courage. So that is coming up in the next segment. I've really had some time to research WikiLeaks over the last year or so, and I think they've done good work releasing the footage from 3 years ago of the gunships, the Apaches killing Reuters reporters and shooting children and laughing about it. They have indicted the Army private who they think leaked that information, and that concerns me about how they protect their sources. They have released 92,000 documents, over 92,000 documents. This time they gave it to Der Spiegel, The Guardian, and The New York Times. It's the biggest news story of the week. And the media is spinning it. Instead of talking about what's in the documents, the media is talking about should the documents have been released. That's how they're spinning this. But I'm more concerned about what the media is focusing in on in these documents. Now, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is saying more revelations are to come. Whistleblowing site WikiLeaks says it has a backlog of further secret material after publication of Afghanistan war logs. Now, exactly what our guests said yesterday, both John Young and Wayne Madsen, they said this is not really top secret. This is at best secret. These are mid-level battlefield communiques being sent by mid-level Army officers to the State Department and the CIA, as well as the Defense Department. And these are famously filled with propaganda, fake body counts, fake atrocity reports about the enemy. And government loves to have these reports, then cull through them, decide what they're going to leak to a source like Assange, who may be a good guy, probably is. And then the media can focus in on what they want to paint a picture. And they've done that. They're saying Pakistan's working with the Taliban. But Steve Watson has written detailed reports, so has Kurt Nemo, both at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, that they posted last night, two different reports, going over the history of it being on record that the CIA and Defense Department, since 79 and right through to today, have been funding Pakistani ISI. They're trying to blame General Hamid Ghul right now, who, by the way, contacted us 2 years ago and gave us an exclusive interview. That was bizarre. from Islamabad in Pakistan. And he at the time on my show said, "I'm coming out because I'm not going to be blamed for the attack on Mumbai. This was the CIA, Mossad, and British intelligence." And what came out in the Chicago Tribune a few months ago and other papers, headline, U.S. government agent was leader of Mumbai attack. Well, that's what the head of Indian intelligence said the day of the attack. While it was going on, he told the press, "I've got to go in there and, you know, run my commando raid against these people." But they've infiltrated Indian intelligence, and this is a Western operation. And by the way, he was not a Muslim. Look at him, he was a Hindu from memory, but you can go look it up. So he wasn't like some Muslim, you know, lying. And he was killed that day. You notice the head of Indian intelligence led the raids against him, and he was killed. Remember Mumbai, the attack in the shopping mall, and it was guys running around out of their minds. I saw a video of them, and they looked like they were completely insane, and they weren't wearing turbans. They didn't have beards. And I said they looked like they were on drugs, and then it came out in the Associated Press they were on LSD, PCP, peyote, and other drugs. They just shot some lunatics up, sent them out. Commandos from a Western intelligence operation threw a bunch of hand grenades and shot some people, then changed clothes and disappeared. And then they grabbed one lunatic, hopped up on drugs, who'd clearly been dumped out of a mind control operation. The point is, it came out that was true. This is what the globalists do. They go shoot up a school or a church or a shopping mall. They kill a few of the supposed people they're going to blame. They usually hang one patsy out to dry, like Lee Harvey Oswald or Tim McVeigh. And, I mean, it came out this was the case, but We'll continue with WikiLeaks, then I'll get into the missing trillions, not the missing 8.7 billion. That's a whitewash red herring. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the prophet Jeremiah was told not to pray for the house of Judah anymore because of their personal and national sins? Could it be that God has ceased hearing prayers for America because of our personal and national sins also? Pornography, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, lesbianism, corporate theft, lust, and greed are running rampant all over America, which was once declared a Christian nation. When will it all end? In slavery to the New World Order? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to continue getting into the latest developments with WikiLeaks and what I think's really going on here from a historical perspective. And I do smell something rotten in the state of WikiLeaks. That doesn't mean the people involved in it are bad, but they're clearly being used. That's evident. Bare minimum, the system is spinning the information that was released, and it appears to be disinfo being fed out to them. But that's coming up in a moment. Then I'm going to get into the situation with the trillions and trillions that have been stolen by the Pentagon and their contractors on record. You won't be hearing this from Alex Jones. You'll hear it from Donald Rumsfeld. Coming up here in a few minutes. And this is one of the big forgotten stories that has just reared its head again. One of the top links on Drudge today is defense can't account for $8.7 billion. Well, I'm going to have Kurt or Steve Watson write an article about this, and hopefully Drudge will link to it, saying it's trillions that are missing, not just $8.7 billion, and break down the history of that and just how corrupt this is, some of the worst corporate welfare that we have in this nation, what's bankrupting this country, not just the banks that own the military-industrial complex with their derivatives, but also the trillions and trillions spent every year on budget, the trillions stolen every year off budget, and how they do that, and how the military-industrial complex has taken our society over. And, of course, that was President Eisenhower that warned us about that. But what doesn't get as much attention is in his 45 minutes farewell address speech in January 17th, 1961, is where he talks about a technocratic, technological elite taking over society. So that is coming up as well. But before I go any further, we're going to get rid of this special by next Monday, so I would encourage you to take advantage of it. If you really want a tool to wake people up, you know the Obama deception has been censored quite a bit, and they've attempted to keep the public from seeing it. You can get four copies of the Obama deception for $19.95. So that's a little less than $5 a piece until next Monday. We're going to take it down off of the shopping cart next Monday. And, of course, part two of it is Fall of the Republic. We have big discounts on the films. We have a lot of other combos and specials where you buy a T-shirt and you get a ball cap free, or you buy one film, get another film free, or you get Jesse Ventura's book, American Conspiracies, for $19.95 in hardcover, and then get a free film of your choice. I mean, you cannot beat that. It's all available at Infowars.com. And the meager profits from this fund this entire operation, and we do need more support. Our audience has tripled in the last year. It doubled the year before that, so it's more than exponential. But the economy, as you know, is falling apart, and revenue has gone down. So anybody who wants to support us, also buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the materials at Infowars.com, because I need to raise the capital to finish out the studio. I'll soon be giving you a tour of that. We've built the new structure, filled out the warehouse next door. But now we've got to furnish it and put the equipment in, and I just don't have the capital right now. So your purchase of the books, the videos, the material is vital. Infowars.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. We are putting out the call. If you want us to continue what we're doing and expand it, we need your help. So buy the books, the videos, the materials. If you want to just write to us and send us a donation, that is always appreciated. It's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. That's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And there's also a donation button on InfoWars, but it's hidden somewhere. I'm going to ask Kurt Nemo to make that a banner at the bottom of the site today. In fact, you call Kurt and have him put a link to our PayPal donate button at the bottom, you know, donate to the InfoWar. Because a lot of people tell me, you know, put a donate button up. You know, we want to support you. Well, that's how you can do it and also support our sponsors. There's also some other persecution we've been going through that's very intense, but I've not decided whether I want to go public with it at this time. But it's extremely expensive and time-consuming, and I'm not going to let anything get in the way of our mission. So I'm deciding whether to go completely ape and publicly expose how we're being persecuted, or whether that'll be used as a distraction. It's been linked directly to Obama and Michelle Obama. And I'll tell you, in the shower this morning, I actually started shaking. And it wasn't a shaking of fear. It was shaking and trembling of my nervous system, my brain, recognizing that this is only the beginning of the persecution and the beginning of what I've got to go through. And it's a sign of our success, and I thank God for it. But I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm having to, in the last week, really cogitate and think about this, and I'll make my decision by next week. I have a tendency to procrastinate because I'm doing so many other projects. Just like I've been procrastinating about even doing, you know, the tour of the new studio. I can't, and I'm not complaining, I just can't do it all. There's so many special emergency videos I want to put out. There's a film I'm trying to make that is just so time-consuming because I won't put out crud. And I just, you know, that old saying, I wish I could give more. I'm not complaining. I'm complaining about myself. I just can't do it all. And I'm weak. And I was thinking about how weak my flesh is this morning, and how I'm trying to be more professional and more focused and more serious. And we're all human. You know, none of us are perfect. But it's just really hit me how real all of this is. And I've always known it's real. But it's one thing to know it intellectually. It's another thing to experience it and to experience the death threats and the COINTELPRO and the media attacks and the lies and the dirty tricks and the other things. And to know I'm on the White House enemies list a year ago, that's been in the news. Well, I'm number 13. To know I'm on the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center enemies list. And to know that we're right about all of this. I mean, we understand what's happened. I wish every day I was wrong. I wish every day. But then when I hear my show rebroadcast or I watch a video we've made, I get mad at myself because it's worse than what I can even present. I cannot. The whole spectrum of society and life and government and corporations and the new evils and corruptions that are invented by these people. As my knowledge grows, I realize how fathomless, how deep these chasms or these bottomless pits of wickedness are, that I guess the overwhelming thought, what's in my spirit, is why does it have to be this way? Why can't I wake up more police and military? Why aren't I effective enough? Why if I can see the truth and know it and have studied history and have all the government documents admitting to all of this and all the lies and corruption that have been proven, and we know where this road leads. We know where tyranny goes. We know this is tyranny. And it's so horrible for all of us. And they get all these government and corporate minions who are compartmentalized and on power trips and feel like they're part of the winning team to just do things that are fundamentally wrong and fundamentally corrupt and fundamentally toxic. But I've always likened it to cancer cells. If cancer was conscious, not saying it is, but if malfunctioning cells were conscious, they would look at, I've spread from the liver, I've spread to the kidneys, I've spread to the spinal cord, I've spread to the blood, I've spread to the brain, I've spread to the lungs, I've spread to the bone marrow, I've spread to the skin, I've spread to the intestines, the stomach. And boy, I'm winning. Man, I'm doing a great job. Look, nothing can stop us. Because you break the rules, because you're ruthless, because you're corrupt, because you're not following God's code. You're not following common sense. You're not following goodness. You think it's tough to be wicked. You're in a form of arrested development. You're childlike. So many of these evil people are wicked and have a taste for blood and oppression and dominance. But at the same time, they're very arrested. And if they could see what I see, if they could know history, if they could have experienced, if I could somehow reach out to them through all their programming and brainwashing, we could turn the tide against this. And I look how far we've come. I look how far we've come. And I know that we can defeat this. And I also know that the Bible has been manipulated the way it's interpreted, and that everybody's been taught, going back hundreds of years, to lay down to corrupt empires, to lay down to corrupt armies, to lay down to corrupt governments, thinking it's the end of the world and it's God's will. When the Bible clearly states it's God's will that whether you're going to lose, win, or draw, you are being tested in this one life to live, in this earth suit that we all inhabit, that our spirits inhabit, we are being tested, and that it doesn't matter whether we even have a chance of winning, which we do, that we've got to stand up to evil. And it's like Jonah going to Nineveh and Nineveh getting a 100-year reprieve. The only way evil is allowed to get away with what it's doing and to spread like a cancer is by you being disempowered and sitting on the bench and not being the empowered, incredible creature you are, living on a gorgeous planet that is just a total blessing, infused with the life force of the universe given to it by the Creator. I mean, what is there outside the universe? What made life? What created the planets and the solar system and the galaxies and black holes. What is there? I mean, if you don't realize that there is something larger than just this narrow perception that we're able to see, smell, and touch and taste, you're blind. Spiritually blind. And I don't want you to be blind. I have empathy for dumbed down, brainwashed SWAT team people that are being bathed in evil and being twisted to the dark side. I have empathy for the unconscious people serving the New World Order, for the bureaucrats, for the school teachers, for all of them. They've all been given a false download, a false template of why they're doing what they're doing. They've all been given cover stories for what they're doing, and they just willfully accept whatever they're told. I don't want you to be destroyed. I don't want your intellect to be destroyed and programmed with lies. I don't want you to lose your destiny. I don't want you to lose knowing the truth and being empowered. I don't want you to lose your soul. The globalists believe they traffic in your soul. They believe in the occult. They are occultists. You know what success means for me, though? Success means greater danger. Success means greater responsibility. And this morning in the shower, it was a shudder went through me. I just felt it at a spiritual level, passing another threshold, another line. You know, that message, my psyche telling me, if you don't pull out now, if you don't stop now, if you don't drift off into the sunset now, you are entering a whole nother level of danger. You are having an effect. You have extreme power, like all of you have. I'm here to have you recognize the power you've got innate in you through God. And this happens every few years. I feel it myself pass another threshold, another circle that I've gone through, closer to the top of the pyramid in realization and understanding. And it makes me shudder for the responsibility. It makes me shudder for the danger, not just to myself, but to my little ones and my wife. And, of course, I made the conscious and spiritual decision to not grudgingly step across that next line, that next threshold, but to do it with all my will and supplication before the creator of the universe. And I simply said to God in that shower a few hours ago, I said, God, I am weak and I am a sinner and I am dirty rags and you know it. But if this is your will, empower me to do what I have to do. And wherever the road leads, I am ready. As God was telling me, then you are probably going to be killed. Is this what you want? Is this what you want? And I say, yes. I say, yes. I am committed. I am going all the way. I will not serve evil. I will not go along. I will not be involved in half measures. I will stand up for the weak and the innocent that are being enslaved and destroyed. But all I ask is God to help remove the thorn in my side, the flesh, to take as much of it away as God can, because the evil Alex Jones cannot go down this road. And every one of you is evil too, and you know it. And the first step towards sanctification is admitting that you are evil, and that you have problems, and that you are sick. Because if you can't recognize the bad in yourself, you're not going to recognize the good and reach for it. And I didn't mean to start preaching here today. But we are on the verge of World War III. We are on the verge of a total collapse depression. And if we stand up and speak out and get our heads screwed on straight and face the facts of what we are in, we have a chance at a reprieve. But I tell you, the slack-jawed, weak, decadent population that I see out there are like sheep being fed to wolves. Blind sheep, legless sheep, The New World Order wants to kill you deader than a hammer. They want full spectrum dominance. They want to wipe you out. They don't want to just brainwash you or dominate you or use you as a slave. They don't need you with robotics and technology. They think this is their planet. They're here to kill, steal, and destroy, and you better get that through your heads out there. This is a gut check. This is real. And every one of you out there is in just as much danger as I am, and that's the mind trick. I realized, through discernment, that it's all a trick. Once you decide to commit and go past the fear, once you decide to commit and to try to be as pure as you can and to ask God to help you, you realize you were always in danger, and you were in the greatest danger of losing your eternal soul. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Would you sell out? Would you take $1 billion for your eyes? Would you take $1 billion for your life? Would you take $1 billion for your soul? You know you've got a spirit. It's written on you. You know it. And you know this planet is a test. You understand that fundamentally. And so all you've got to do is make the decision to open your eyes. That's all you've got to do, and you'll see it. It's all around you. Make that decision today.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Out your window when I'm leaving.
You know, I said I was going to open the phones up.
I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me.
And I've got a ton of news to cover.
I'll be gone, like I said. could say the same old thing.
Let's do this. Let's run through calls in this segment, the next. Then I'll finish up with WikiLeaks. The trillions missing at the Defense Department. Open announcements that they're planning to strike Iran. It's all coming up. And I want to get into the fact that they're training police departments for martial law around the country. That's confirmed. Let's go to Bryce in Missouri. You're on the air, Bryce.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
And don't apologize for preaching on the air, man, because I think a lot more people need to hear that type of stuff. You and I both know that the end of the rabbit hole is Satan. And I don't want to get religious or anything, but I just want to get your take on a solution that we need is Christ in our lives. And the disease that we all have is sin, as you said. And we must first change within so that way we can go out there and fight that new world order. We can't
yes,
do it alone.
Yes, but the reason I covered mainly just the news so people can make their own decisions, because the church is so corrupt and so many false teachers that when the average person hears us talking about Christ, they think about some hypocrite glitter bug preacher on television.
Right, right. And so I just wanted to say thank you for pointing out the truth, man. I mean, that's what it's about.
Well, Veritas is Veritas, and it just comes out of me. And I was talking about my personal relationship, and, you know, it's not part of any sect or part of any group. It's just my relationship with the Creator and the fact that people need to learn to recognize good from evil. And if they can't do that, they have no hope. I mean, we know what's happening to this society is the opposite of a free society. We know we're being converted over to a corrupt tyranny by any historical yardstick, and we're in trouble. And that was the point I was trying to make.
Right. Yeah, and I agree with you. And so, but I really think that sometimes because I don't think that if the end of the rabbit hole is Satan, or the evil one or the master of deception, I don't think he really even cares about the elite. As a matter of fact, if the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Illuminati, the Council of 300 or whatever, die away, there's going to be somebody else to take its place. And this has been going on and on and on over history. So, yes, we need to stop what's going on now, but people also need to give their life right with God. What do you think about that?
I agree with you, Bryce. Let's talk to Roger in Missouri. Roger, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Did you happen to hear Coast to Coast last night?
No.
George had the first hire, had the Cliff Hively's name is the Webbot guy.
Uh-huh.
He had a lot to say about what you've been talking about, especially about the war in October surprise, and the first time he said ever, after November the 14th, he has no info.
I know the Webbot tracks trends, kind of like the NSA does, and sees what's popping up. But you can read the Israeli, the U.S., the British government all saying they're getting ready to hit Iran. So, I mean, it's there. And so they are intending to strike them in the next 3 months. The question is, will we get the word out and stop this? Anything else, Roger? He's gone? Okay, we're going to come back with the second hour. Go to Tim, Abe, and Jack. Then I'm going to get into this news as quickly as possible. And then I'm going to play a clip from Oath Keeper. Stuart Rhodes gave a powerful 10-minute speech. That's coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.